Dr. Deborah Dupree with our discovery show today, Managing 360, Navigating Through Those Generational and Gender Differences. I'm delighted to have here today Regina Bernal, who is a millennial with accomplishments and awards beyond her years. She leads and enhances major entrepreneurship opportunities at USD, including the V2Pitch competition, the Legacy Entrepreneurship Conference, and the Coaching and Mentoring Program for Student Entrepreneurs. Regina's actually grown up on both sides of the border, and as a result, she mentors both U.S. and Latin American startups. She moves so fast, we suspect her blood type is caffeine, but know that she's fueled also by all the things entrepreneurial on both sides of the border. Regina, it's a delight to have you here. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for the invitation. Very happy to join you.
Very good. Great, great. Well, Regina, you know, you and I met a year or two ago, I believe, and was definitely intrigued, and we certainly have had lots of fun discussions, and you've been so kind to invite me to be one of the mentors at the the Idea Lab?
The Idea Labs, yeah. So it's our mentoring and coaching event for student entrepreneurs.
Okay, great, great. So based on your work in navigating different age groups at the university setting, what are the different motivation factors that have been used in the past by you?
Yeah, and so I think this is very interesting because motivation is a huge part of the work that you have to do in your daily life. So what I've seen at a university is what I use to drive millennials and younger students might not be the same as I need for my team. So when I work with professors or different faculty, they're obviously a lot of them in an older age group. And I think that for them, a lot of motivation is that they're going to get, you know, great results without really having to really disrupt a lot of the way things have been done in the past. I think sometimes millennials approach situations like, oh my gosh, everything's so new and exciting. But then they don't have that awareness that maybe someone in an older age group might have some resistance, whether to using new technologies or just approaching things in a different way. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, for those generations, you have to do a lot of work around making them feel comfortable with change and letting them know that you are going to be with them along the way. So if you come and you pitch an incredible new technology to bring into your organization, you have to let the team know that you will be there, that you will be responsive, that there are systems in place to help you along the way, so you're not navigating this alone. And then what I've seen with the millennials that I work with and with younger generations, they're all about purpose. So they need to understand exactly how their work is contributing to the bigger whole. So even something as simple as, you know, getting some copies done or stapling a paper, as long as they understand that their work really is feeding into the bigger vision, it's very motivating for them. And then they're really willing to give you their best, but you just need to always be reminding them of what's the mission, what's the purpose, what's the bigger picture, and how they're such an important part to their work is such an important thing. So this mentality of, you know, kind of just going on an Excel sheet or this punching in and punching out of a time card is not as exciting as it's for millennials. So you just really need to pay attention for that as well.
Huh, that's really interesting. One of the things, you know, as you say, the bigger purpose, the mission. So it really is incumbent upon leaders and mentors then to have that clear vision so they can pass that on. And I imagine that would engage people more effectively too.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. And so in your program, then you mentioned mentors. What is the role of mentors and how do you see the use of mentors expanding people beyond their age group?
And I think the expanding beyond your age group is definitely, it takes you way out of your comfort zone. So many times it's easier for us to surround ourselves with people that are maybe closer in age, or maybe in a similar industry that we are in. But what I have found is that you need mentors really from a lot of different areas to complement and to really help mentor you in different aspects. So for example, in my life, I have mentors that might be a lot older than I am and might have more business experience, of course, than I have had in my life. So when I need help with negotiating salary, or when I need help of how to approach a problem within my organization, I know I can reach out to them and they can tell me based on their experience how they handled things in the past. And then also with, for example, I even consider some of my students my mentors, mm-hmm. even though they're, you know, in their early 20s or 21 or even younger, they really know about what are the top technologies. And then they always come up with exciting, you know, things for me to look at, and they just really fire my passion. And so when I need that type of mentorship, I can reach out to them and ask them, hey, you know, I'm really stuck on Snapchat. Like, how do I fix this? Or, hey, I really want my message to resonate with people from your age group. Do you think this is quote unquote cool? And then they can give me their feedback.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I mean, we oftentimes think about mentors being older than us, but certainly we can learn a lot from those younger than us, too. I think that's a very valuable message to get out to our listeners.
Yeah, exactly. And it's I think it's all about being open and being willing to listen to people that are different than you are. Mm-hmm. Because if you gather yourself around mentors that are just going to validate everything that you say and tell you how great you are, then you're not really going to learn.
That's right. That's right. You know, I'm curious from your perspective, because this is a subject I teach a lot, and that's one reason I'm having this discovery show about generational gender differences. But I'm curious to hear from your perspective, Regina, what would you say are some key differences that you see between the millennials, the Gen Xers, and the baby boomers?
I think that there's a lot of misunderstanding around certain topics. I think that a lot of the Generation X are such hard workers, and they really have paved the way for millennials. And so there's a lot of, you know, entitlement issues of why do millennials think that they can come in and do it better? Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a clear misunderstanding, because it's just a different motivation factor. So millennials want to come in not because the way that you're doing it is wrong, but because they really have a lot of ideas to innovate and to do things differently. So I definitely think that there, and the other part is, as in any relationship, just having a clear path of communication and understanding that sometimes in your mind, you might perceive something as, you know, oh my gosh, I can't believe they went in and they deleted my, you know, my contacts, and they added them to this technology that now I don't know how to use. Like, probably it was through well intention. And if you take the time to talk to them and understand how that technology works, it's probably going to save your business, you know, a lot of time. And it's going to be a tool that is going to be useful for you. But you, I think, have to be open. And then from the millennial side, I think they need to do a better job of understanding why systems have been in place for such a long time, and that even though they desire change, they also have to be very patient and understand that things take time.
Well, okay. So it really is understanding some of those differences to a deeper level, and I appreciate that you said that there are a lot of misunderstandings. I think people make a lot of assumptions about where people are coming from without really understanding some of the drivers there.
Right, exactly. And that, I think, is true in any organization. And right now we're seeing there's so many different generations working within the same environment. And I think you just have to be willing to have those honest conversations and understand where people are coming from before making just judgments and assumptions. And I call this, you know, sometimes we're people fatigued. So, you know, we just don't want to really... go in deep and ask, you know, why did you approach the situation in this way, or why was this your response? And more often than not, they will be honest with you, and there is a lot of learning from both sides. But again, I think it has to come from the, you know, let's learn from each other, and that you have the ultimate common goal to build the organization. So you're on the same team. At the end of the day, you're trying to build something greater, and you're part of the same team.
Yeah, that's a key message too, as far as, you know, always go back to, you know, what's the purpose of the organization. I have one more question for you, Regina, and that, you know, you talked about the millennials really needing to, that it's important to them to have an understanding of the purpose or the mission of whatever is going on. What drives that? What drives that? What drives that need or value for the millennials to understand the purpose?
Right. I think that it comes from, it comes from a little bit of a backlash of the way that we have in the past maybe treated people in a way like robots, like the bottom line was the most important. Mm-hmm. I think that people now are looking for meaning. They're looking of how, I mean, your work life takes a very deep part of who you are. Mm-hmm. It's where you spend most of your day and most of your days. So I think people want to connect to the meaning of why they're there. So having said that, millennials sometimes misunderstand meaning as something happening very fast. So sometimes they'll say, oh my gosh, I'm not having a meaningful impact in this organization, and they've only been there a year. So they also have to understand that it's going to take time. But I think the role is, you know, not just this, you're just very replaceable. You know, we are invested in your future. We want you to learn. You know, we're building a vision together. All of that resonates very different with the younger generation than in the past. So I think about, you know, my grandparents or my parents, they just had to do what they needed to do, and that's it. You know, they came in and then they left. But now people are looking for growth. People are not staying at a job for more, you know, than 5 years. They're looking for that professional and that life balance. I think people really want to spend their life in a meaningful way. They want to be part of an organization that is not doing harm, whether it's to the environment or to others. I think is very important and will continue to be so in the next generation.
Okay, great. Well, this is fascinating, just absolutely fascinating. So I want to say thank you, Regina, for sharing your experience, because I know you're in the thick of things with the entrepreneurial program that you, and by the way, you started the entrepreneurial program at UST, is that correct?
With my director and I, we're a team of two, and then we started the V2 Pitch competition and the Legacy Conference and just, you know, different activities, but we've been very fortunate that this is a very entrepreneurial campus, mm-hmm. and it's really mostly driven by our students and their really fun ideas.
Well, again, I'm very impressed. I've totally, thoroughly enjoyed the students that I've met by mentoring at your program last year and this year. I've got a couple follow-ups with people this year, so I'm excited to know
them
a little bit better. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, and again, you can share my information. I'm always happy to connect. I love connecting with people and having good conversations. So you could share that as well with the audience from today.
Well, if you wouldn't mind right now, how would you like to be contacted most? Email, LinkedIn?
Your email would be perfect, and I'm always on LinkedIn as well.
Okay, great. Well, I will be, for our listeners then, we will be making this recording available, and I will be including a little bit more about Regina's background, how to reach her, and invite you to join us again. Listen to our calls, and Regina, I'm changing some dates around, and so we'll work you into one of our other live programs.
Perfect. Thank you so much, and have a very nice day.
Thank you again, Regina.
Thank you, of course. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Again, this is Dr. Deborah Dupree with the Managing 360, Navigating Through Generational and Gender Differences. Do join us as we'll have a live program coming up on March 8th, Wednesday from 4 to 6, and invite you to join us by Zoom. So if you'd like more information about how to register for that program, feel free to visit my website at www.relationships-at-work.com. Scroll down to the lower right-hand corner where you see our calendar of events, and you can click on that program and register that way. Feel free also to send me an email at drdupree@relationships-work.com. And also visit me on LinkedIn. I'd love to have you connect with me and join our Facebook group. We continue to have these kinds of live programs to discover more about how to manage up, down, and all around. So again, I thank you, my listeners, and we look forward to having you join us again. Take care. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.